morning, everyone. I'm ready to read chapter 4 of the book, God Does Not Love Everyone. But as you can see, this is not a real popular book. People don't want to hear the truth, but I'm going to read it anyway. Chapter 4. The Psalms are a tremendous record of great spiritual truth for all of God's people. They not only provide comfort for the discouraged and downhearted. Oh, I forgot to put this up on so I can record on sermon audio. Just bear with me 1 second so I can start that. I want to place this on sermon audio as well, because there may be a few people that have an interest. I don't know. Let's see, chapter 4.
I'm recording it again.
God does not love everyone. A lot of people say to me, why do you want to talk about who God does not love? That's not the issue. The issue that I'm bringing to the fore is that the Bible teaches that God does not love everyone, but He has unelect people. And people just totally reject it, don't they? And so, people will say to me, well, can't you just talk about other things? You know, they'll say to me that, you know, why do you have to dwell on that? Can't you just, well, let's start this over. The Psalms are a tremendous record of great spiritual truth for all of God's people. But they not only provide comfort for the discouraged and downhearted, but they also provide strong, clear, and concise doctrines from God's elect. Many of the Psalms point to Christ and actually exemplify Him. They speak of God's attributes, His character, and His omnipotence. Psalm 8 exalts Christ in His name and shows Him as one who ruleth over all of His creation. To the chief musician upon Gittith, a psalm of David, O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider the works of thy hands, the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Now if you hear snoring in the background, it's my son. Okay. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and the whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Psalm 8, 1-9. When the psalmist declares that thou hast put all things under his feet, that means all things and not some things. Psalm 10:16 tells us the Lord is king forever and ever. The heathen are perished out of his land. Psalm 11:5-6 says, the Lord trieth the righteous with the wicked, and him that loveth violence his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. Thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit shalt thou destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men, for they intended evil against they imagined mischievous device, which they are not able to perform. Therefore shalt thou make them turn their back when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them. Psalm 28:8-12. So, where did these theologians ever get the idea that God loves everyone? They certainly did not get it from the Bible. Those for whom were chosen before the foundation of the world, and those who were quickened, born again by the Spirit of God, and those for whom Christ died are the only ones that God loves. In Psalm 28:8-9, we read, the Lord is their strength, and He is the saving strength of His anointed. save thy people and bless thy inheritance, feed them also and lift them up forever. This does speak of a particular people, and not all men without exception, does it not? The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. In contrast, we see in Psalm 29:11, the face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. Psalm 30:16. We are not to be overly concerned with evildoers, because we know that God will show his wrath upon them. Psalm 37:1, 2, 9, and 13. The Psalm of David, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. So we can conclude that God has an elect chosen people, and a people who have never been a part of the elect family of God. That includes the reading of chapter 4 of the book. God does not love everyone, but does love his elect from everlasting to everlasting.